Well, good morning, everybody. This is Lenny Lawson, the car guru, on this Good Friday, where most people, I don't know if most people are off. A lot of people are off. We all should be off, I guess, for this very special weekend on our calendar. But if you aren't, and if you're like me and you're working a little bit, then you have my sympathy and my praise. Okay, let's just talk about what's a car worth. Well, I'm going to find out. Next weekend, there is a classic car auction. I want to make sure that you all know about it. It is in the big city of Johnson City. It's the Dealer's Auto Auction of East Tennessee, which is actually located where Johnson City Ford and Ramey Ford used to be located. They're on Princeton Road. So far, it's a pretty successful little car auction. It's normally for dealers only. So unless you have a license to operate as a used or a new car dealer, then you can't go there and buy cars. But you will be able to go there and buy cars next weekend at the Classic Car Auction. It is actually opened to the public. And right now, I talked to the lady yesterday. She said they had 120 classic cars that were registered and going to be running through. Five of those vehicles are mine. Well, one of them's not mine. One of them belongs to somebody else, and I'm selling it for her, and I'll tell you about it here in just a minute. But anyway, we are going to find out what buyers in East Tennessee or wherever they come from are going to be willing to pay for these classic cars, and I have no idea what to expect. I know what I'm taking, but I don't know if there's going to be Ferraris and Lamborghinis there. I kind of doubt it, but there could be a lot of interesting classic cars, a Dutch mixture, I would assume. But anyway, the event kicks off on April 22nd, which I guess is Friday. The sale itself is on the 23rd. The 22nd starts at 5 p.m., where you'll be able to go there and preview and see all of the vehicles that are going to be going across the auction block the next day. I would recommend that if you like old cars, that you go and watch this thing. I'm going to be there. Like I say, I'm representing five vehicles. But the preview starts at 5 p.m. on Friday, with the sale kicking off at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Hopefully, they'll have good weather. Some group named Wild Heart is going to be playing music at 7 p.m. I guess that's on Friday. And there'll be food trucks and, you know, plenty to mess around and do. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know about that, and I'm going to tell you here in a minute what I plan on bringing to the sale and what I'm going through right now to try to get ready. You know, if I was going to sell my house, I would probably clean it up. Well, I wouldn't need much. My wife takes really good care of it. But let's say if you're trying to sell something like a house, you're going to clean your house up. You're going to, you know, maybe clean the siding on the outside, fix up the landscaping a little bit, mow the yard before you have people come to your house, right? Well, some people don't do that. Some people just think that, yeah, you know, my house is trashy. Their house is probably trashy. It's really not going to help the value of my house if I clean it up. Well, that's wrong. Wouldn't you agree? A little bit of paint and cleaning up really makes a difference. If you need a roof, go ahead and put a roof on it. You need your gutters reattached, then you probably ought to do that. Well, I'm doing that with my cars. My cars don't have gutters, but they do have a lot of little issues that I'm trying to get squared away. One of the cars I'm offering is a 1956 Thunderbird. Now, this car was restored in 1981. That's a long time ago. And so the restoration doesn't look so good now. But I'm selling it as a three-owner car with 105,000 actual miles, original color. It was repainted, like I said, back in 81. But the car was bought new in Chicago in July of 1956. I think the guy paid $4,800 for it. I have the original bill of sale. So the history does matter. You know, if you take, I don't know, I looked at a house not too long ago. I wanted to know when it was built. I was just looking at it for my daughter, and it was an old house. And I think it was built in the late 1800s. To me, that's interesting. Or if a house, I'm looking at a house, and it was built in the 70s or 80s or 90s, I think it's important to know how old the house is, don't you? You know, and that tells you a lot of things. When was the heat pump replaced? You know, what has it had? Does it have a fairly new water heater? That's the same kind of thing you need to do when you're looking at a vintage car or even a modern car. You need to know when stuff was done to it. And I have all the restoration documents and stuff for this Thunderbird, but it's, you know, we had to do several things. We had to work on the brakes. I had a transmission leak. I had to actually pull the engine and transmission out in order to just seal the transmission. It's just a weird chassis configuration, and that's what had to be done. You know, there were a few other issues. We had to clean up the carburetor, rebuild it, and the engine needed to be detailed. But all of these things make the car look better and therefore will make the car more valuable when it goes across the auction block. I'm going to put a lot of the history on a window sticker so that people can walk around and look at it and read about the car so that they can be informed about it. You know, if you don't know anything about the history, if a car has a good history, then it doesn't add any value to it, does it? You have to know it for it to be valuable. And if you don't explain, if you just park the car out there and say, here's a 56 Thunderbird, that obviously could use some refreshing as far as the paint is concerned, then people don't know that it's a rust-free, been in Greene County for, you know, 50-plus years, that it's had three owners and it's got 105,000 actual miles. They think it has 300,000 miles, maybe, 305,000. Because it's just showing 5,000 on the odometer. But, you know, it clicks over again when it hits 100,000. So these are important issues. I'm selling a 66 Mustang Fastback. Well, I say selling it. I'm offering it for sale. If it doesn't meet reserve, it will be coming back home with me. I'm selling a 1988 Toyota Land Cruiser that's been heavily modified. It's actually had a big Chevrolet V8 engine put in it. It's called an LS conversion, which you take a fuel-injected modern engine and put it in an older vehicle. It also has a GM transmission, but it was done right. The people who restored this car spent $94,000 on it, and I have all the receipts for that. See, that story matters. Also offering a 1999 Ford F-350. You say, well, that doesn't sound like an antique car. Well, you know, it's a special car or truck in that it is a dually. It is a regular cab, which is kind of rare. It is a Lariat with leather, and it only has 39,000 actual miles, and that vehicle is going to be offered for sale as well. In addition to a 1998 Mercedes-Benz 500 SL. Now, that's the little expensive. It was $86,000 in 1998. So it's an expensive little two-door sports car, luxury sports car. I wouldn't call it a sports car. I'd call it a cruiser. But it is has both tops, has the hard top, which comes off with two people. And it has a brand-new convertible top and only 48,000 actual miles. Has had a little paint work, but she got a little bit close to a fence one time. But anyway, local Greene County car, 48,000 actual miles. The repairs were done, and they were done pretty well, as far as I can tell. A little bit of overspray here and there, but, you know, people, as long as they know the story and they know what's going on, then they have more, I don't know, they get warm fuzzies when it comes to making a bid on it. So we'll see what that car brings. So there's five vehicles. They're all have different classifications. You know, when you look at some of the ways cars are classified, one of them is a Concours condition car. Another is just an excellent condition. It's a number two car. Concours is number one, obviously. Good condition is a number three rated car, and number four is called fair condition. And when I get back from the break, I'll tell you what all those mean. So again, the big antique car or classic car auction, I should say. Preview is April 22nd, and the actual sale is the 23rd. That's next weekend. And, you know, a lot going on next weekend for sure. But still, we have also on the 23rd at 8 a.m. in Greenville, Tennessee, we're having a cars and coffee event. So if you have an antique car or a classic car of any kind, come on down to the AMC movie theaters right here beside Gateway Ford. And I will be there as well at 8 o'clock. From 8 to 11, Gateway is going to be providing refreshments, coffee, and some more coffee, and maybe some donuts as well. Whole wheat donuts. I'm just kidding. But we will have refreshments for people. But cars and coffee events are just a very casual drive-in. It's not like a car show. You don't pay anything to come in. You just pull up in your car and get out and start talking to people about cars. I plan on having quite a few cars over there since it's just right across the street from Gateway. But I'll have to leave early to get to the auto auction, which kicks off at 10 o'clock. So I'm not exactly sure when my cars are going to be running through the auction. But this is a classic car auction, open to the public. Definitely worth going to check out and see what's going on. What else do you have to do on a pretty Saturday? So, you know, there's going to be a lot of people meandering around at the auction. They're going to be checking cars out. And they're going to be doing their evaluations. You know, some of the cars that I'm offering, well, one of them is over $100,000, I'm sure. It better be, or I'll bring it back. But, you know, it takes a really nice car to be worth $100,000, you would think. And so there are different ways to classify cars. Now, you could have a car that has not been restored in junk condition with rust all over it and not running without an engine, and it's worth $1 million. I mean, it depends on what it is, right? I've seen cars like that. I've seen Mercedes Gullwing Mercedes Benzes that have been in non-running condition. That's the one that the doors open like a, you know, like the wings of a bird. And those cars are worth millions and millions of dollars, and at least $1 million unrestored. So, but people are going to be looking at cars and trying to decide what they want to pay for it. Of course, number one is, do you need the car? Will you use it? Is it something that you grew up liking and here's your opportunity to buy it and you're going to buy it and then you're going to decide, what the heck am I going to do with this thing? Where am I going to park it? You know, my recommendation, if you go to this auction and you plan on buying a car or you see something you might want to buy on the spur of the moment, which I've done before, really take into consideration insurance. What's it going to cost to insure the car? Where are you going to put it? What does the car need? You know, that's one of the most important things is being able to properly classify a car. Now, you don't worry about it that much if you're just looking for a driver car. That's what we call a car that's, you know, not in the best shape. It's not a Concours edition car. You know, it's just a fair condition, something that runs and looks decent. You know, obviously when you get close to it, you can see some paint flaws, some chips and scratches, and maybe some missing paint even. Just, you know, keep in mind that a lot of people say, well, you know, I'll restore this someday. They never do. It just ends up becoming something they stick in the garage and stack boxes on. So, you know, before you go out and spend a bunch of money on a car, make sure you have a plan. But, you know, and it may be to flip the car. I mean, that's what I do. I mean, I buy cars. I find cars, buy them, fix them up, and then find a new home for them. To me, that's fun. I enjoy doing that. Now, there are a few that I keep, but not many. And it's just something that you have to understand. You know, I understand what my plan is. Occasionally, I get thrown a curveball like I was on this 56 Thunderbird. I had no idea I had so much exhaustive history on that car. I was the Thunderbird. I purchased it based on, you know, not knowing anything about the car other than the fact that it was rust-free. It ran, transmission shifted, drove pretty good. Paint was in not good condition, chrome not great. I didn't realize that it was such an original low-mileage car and, you know, had all the original documentation and stuff. So that really enhances the value of the car. But let's talk about different levels of condition. Obviously, a number one car is almost perfect. I mean, it might have some minor flaws, but it is just basically perfection when you look at it from the paint standpoint. When you get close to it, you don't see any irregularities in the paint or the body. You know, the engine compartment is just flawless. It looks like jewelry. The trunk, the interior, you know, there's no wear on the seats. The instruments look like brand new. Basically, the car looks better than new. That's a number one car, okay? A number two car is still an excellent car, but the value can be 30 to 40% less than a Concours edition car. Now, the bad thing about Concours edition cars, it's too nice to drive. Now, an excellent condition car would be kind of like this 66 Mustang K-Code that I have in my showroom out here. Really high quality restoration, but not perfect. You know, there are some, a little bit of waviness and a little bit of orange peel in the paint. That's where the paint looked. If you look real close, it looks a little bumpy. But not much of that. I mean, whoever restored it knew what they were doing. But it's not a Concours restoration. It is a very excellent car. Now, you know, to look at the values of this car, I paid, I don't mind telling you this, I paid $64,000 for this car. And you're thinking, you paid what? Anyway, it's a really, really nice car. Excellent condition, though, which I think the car is, says the value has gone up in the last year, folks, 29.3%. So excellent condition for this car, according to Hagerty.com and their appraisal tool, this car is worth $97,000. So based on that, I got a pretty good buy, right? But Hagerty doesn't buy the cars. Human beings buy cars, and you've got to get somebody that's willing to pay it. So what's a car worth? What somebody's willing to pay for it. So what's this car worth, this same car worth, if it's in Concours condition? Well, not a lot more, $114,000, according to Hagerty. And then you go down to good condition. What is good? Well, good runs and drives well. It's got flaws, more flaws. You don't notice them when you're, you know, it passes the 20-foot test, but at the 5-foot test, you start seeing, you know, some flaws in the car. I'd say most of you, if you came down to my dealership in Greenville and looked at this 66 Mustang, you wouldn't see the flaws that I see. But I've been looking for a long time, and the average person looked at it and said, well, that looks like a brand new car. And it really does. It looks better than a lot of new cars do. But I see things that you would probably not recognize. And that's normal, right? Good condition says it's worth $69,400, which is close to what I paid for the car. Still, even good condition cars are anticipated to go up or have gone up in the last year, 26%. That's better than most 401ks. Then you look at fair condition. Well, what is that? Well, Hagerty says has visible flaws to the naked eye, runs fine, but could use mechanical and cosmetic attention. I know this all this stuff is a little bit vague. I would call a fair condition car like my black 66 Mustang. It's also a fastback. But it has it was a color change. So it was once blue, and now it's black. And some of the blue, you can actually see it. There's dents and dings around it. It sat in a guy's garage for like 40-some years. And so, you know, the rake falls on it. The kids are riding the three-wheeler right past it and, you know, make a little dent. It just has a lot of flaws. And the interior is really showing its age. You know, it's got frayed carpet, and the carpet's sticking up here and there. That's kind of a fair condition car. Mechanically, it's okay. You put it up on a lift, it looks good. Has a little rust. Not excessive, though. You know, a lot of cars are just eaten up with rust. This one has just a little bit in the rear quarter panels and popping up like poison ivy. It looks like poison ivy on the around the wheel wells in the back. But the somebody that really knows cars is going to see that, and they're going to know, well, you know, that's probably a $1,500, $2,000 fix, just to fix the rust and repaint those areas. The average person is not even going to notice it. So it's important when you go to the auto auction that you, if you're thinking about buying a car, take somebody along, like a body man is the best person to take along. Maybe even a mechanic that or somebody that has experience in mechanics and body work so that they really know how to look at a car. Don't take your Uncle Albert, who has you know, worked his whole life in construction and says, well, I know, I can tell if a car's been painted and that kind of stuff, and he really doesn't know what he's talking about. Not that there's anything wrong. I hope you don't have somebody named Albert that's an uncle that I've just put down. But these are you know, considerations that you need to have before you go and buy a car. You know, just because a car is pretty, you know, it looks good from 20 feet away, and, oh, I would look so good driving that car. You know, you might pay way too much for it, and then 2 or 3 years later when you're tired of looking at it and it junking up your garage, you take it, and you can't find anybody to buy it because it's just not a popular car. You know, if you see something if you see anything at this auction, and I would go to Hagerty.com and just look up the values and see what they say about it. Now, you might have to give them your name and register and stuff like that. I do. But it's Hagerty, just like it sounds, Hagerty. Hagerty. And that's a good place to kind of get an idea about values and also about what's the trend on these cars. Now, if you look at this trend chart and you see the arrows are red, or I mean the lines are red and they're all going down, may not be a good financial purchase. If you see something like a 66 Mustang GT Fastback, then and everything's pointing up, then it's going to go up for a while. Now, if this was a coupe, it's a flat line. It's probably trending down. I haven't looked at a coupe in a while. Convertibles are going up in value, but the Fastback is the one that's the hottest. So anyway, I'll take my last break and be back here in just a second. All right, so come on down to our Cars and Coffee event next Saturday in Greenville, and then you can just float right up to Johnson City and go to this big auction. We're on Highway 11E. We're just about 30 minutes from Johnson City on 11E and about maybe 40 minutes from Kingsport, 30 minutes from Morristown. We're just about 30 minutes from everywhere. Greenville is in the heart of East Tennessee. But it's beautiful down here, and I'd love to meet you. I mean, if you want to come down Saturday morning, and I'll be here Friday as well. Also, I've invited members of My Car Guru, which is my little website, mycarguru.org, to come down and get a free alignment check, which we normally do, but also get 25% on alignment. If you're interested in this, feel free to send me a text, and I'll just send you something that when you show it to my service advisors, they say, oh, you mean Lenny gave you 25% off. Okay, that's good then. So that'll maybe save you some money. You know, if your front end is not in proper alignment, you're going to wear out your tires. I mean, you might have a car that has four-wheel adjustments, so four-wheel alignment is critical to do on that car. And, if you have worn-out suspension components or something, wouldn't you like to know it? I think it's important to know that. And then also you'll get a 25% discount on the alignment itself. But all you have to do is drive in. It's free. Our alignment check is free. And you can do that anytime. And I'd love to be able to serve you as your new car dealer if you like Fords and Nissans. If you don't, I understand. I don't have to sell everybody. But if I can help you in any way, don't hesitate to call me, 423-552-2020. And that's Lenny Lawson, the Car Guru. And we will see you on Monday, I guess. Have a good weekend and a happy Easter, by the way.